We are going to continue the hour by talking arts. Next Friday, April 12th, is Arts Everywhere Day at UNC, with events on campus all day long, including an art fair from 11 to 1 outside the Student Union, outdoor performance showcase from 6 to 8 on the South Building steps. That's open to everyone, and all that's just the tip of the iceberg. Overseeing it all is Allison Friedman, the Executive and Artistic Director of Carolina Performing Arts, who joins us here now in the studio. Allison, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Aaron. I'm good. I'm excited for all the art happenings coming up.
artseverywhere.unc.edu is the website. Go there and find out more. Tell us about the day. What's it going to entail?
It is such a fun celebration of all the creativity that students, faculty, staff, and our community have right here, both on campus and in the Chapel Hill community. It kicks off at 11 a.m., like you said, with more than 20 tables in the pit being manned by student groups, everything from Carolina Thrift, Legacy Productions, Art Heels, UNC Creative, The Cypher. So there's going to be hip-hop improv there. You can come for some poetry and acting performances in the pit from 11 to 1. And, of course, our beloved Poetry Fox. Who doesn't love the Poetry Fox? I have to plug, there are going to be free pizzas for the first 100 students. So if you're a student and you want free pizza, show up. We've also got hundreds of Free Arts Everywhere Day t-shirts designed by our very own Ashley Melzer.
Awesome. And that's just the first thing.
That's just the first thing. But wait, there's more. No, actually, the evening, I'm excited for all of it, but I'm especially excited for the evening because how often do you get to build a stage on the South Building steps?
Right.
So we're building a stage on the South Building steps, and it kicks off at 6 o'clock. It's a huge collab with the Residence Hall Association, who are also hosting the Multicultural Fest all day long. So actually, there's a ton going on April 12th. It's not just Arts Everywhere Day. There's the Multicultural Fest. I think there is the Ethics Bowl.
The
Ethics Bowl is happening on the 12th. So there's tons of things going on. Arts and ethics.
Yep.
Gotta love it.
It's perfect. Yeah.
So at 6 o'clock, we're going to kick it off with the big scream. Now, if you know, we did this the last 2 years for Arts Everywhere Day.
Right.
If you're feeling a little tense, if you're feeling a little stressed, if you don't know how to handle what's going on in the world, you get to stand on the
set. You're one of the rare people for whom that applies.
If you might have noticed that, you know, there's some tension in the world.
Slight amount.
The big scream is exactly what it sounds like. We are going to have one collective cathartic scream.
Love it.
Actually, a couple of them. It's hosted by four outstanding MFA students in the Department of Dramatic Arts at UNC, and they will guide us through a couple big screams, collective laughs, collective curse tirades, whatever you need. It is a very, very fun activity. So that kicks off the concerts. Participatory. It's the only participatory part. Don't worry.
Nice.
And then we've got Tarpeggios, Johnny Lee Chapman, Bhangra Elite, and a whole bunch of other amazing student and local groups to perform. Closing out with UNC Hip Hop Ensemble, Susie Analog. You don't want to miss that. It's free to everybody. This coincides with the local Second Friday Art Walk that Chapel Hill hosts and Carborough hosts every month.
Of course.
So you can take your beverages, take your picnic blankets, come and join us on the lawn at South Steps starting at 6 o'clock. It should wrap up by about 8 o'clock. So it's a fun Friday evening on the 12th.
And again, artseverywhere.unc.edu is the website. Go there and find out more about Arts Everywhere Day and Arts Everywhere in general, which is a year-round initiative, right?
Exactly. So the day I do have to shout out is a great collaboration with the Student Union Activities Board, UNC Libraries, and the Chancellor's Office, as well as a number of other partners. I have to shout out the three Chancellor's Fellows, Victoria Bryant, Jesus Enriquez, and of course, Teddy Vand, Elijah Vand, who's leading the charge, also with Ashley Melzer, to put on this fabulous day of celebration.
There's got to be so many people behind the scenes working to make this happen.
It takes a village.
Yeah.
It takes a creative village. There are so many great creative student and faculty groups on campus, and this is really a day to celebrate that.
Speaking with Allison Friedman, heads up the Carolina Performing Arts, also overseeing Arts Everywhere Day, which is next Friday, April 12th, again, all day long. That performance showcase on the South Building steps starts at 8, the art fair at the Student Union at 11 o'clock. Things happening all around campus all day in between as well. And it's all to promote the arts on campus, so you and I don't have to be convinced of this, and I don't think half of our listeners do either, but talk about the importance of arts and just education and learning in general.
Absolutely. So I like to think about arts and arts and science, arts and engineering, arts and mental health, arts and wellness, arts and athletics. You might have seen our videos. Got to plug those there.
Those were great videos.
Thank you so much. So the arts, I think, especially right now, the arts are crucial for collective wellness and also bringing communities back together. The arts are great at helping us have constructive conversations about hard issues. That's given. But sometimes we're tired of having the hard conversations and we just need to have a good time. And the arts can bring people together who otherwise wouldn't come together and sit out on a picnic on the lawn right in front of South Steps and enjoy some beautiful music. So that's why it's really important right now. And I'd also have to say, often UNC is known as more of a STEM school. And I do want to shout out the incredible Science Fest that's going on this weekend. Don't miss that. However, it's a good reminder that in parallel, we've got this incredible creativity. The other thing I love to plug for parents who might be listening, there are careers in the arts that have nothing to do with being an artist that can help sustain you and feed your family and your grandchildren. So we want to celebrate that because through the arts, you learn life skills.
Yeah.
You learn collaboration, problem solving, creative out-of-the-box thinking that can be applied to any career you choose.
And careers outside of the arts, you bring those art skills in. Like, I don't think my job you would define as like an arts job necessarily, but it is.
It's creative.
So it is. Yeah. And all of the, I'm seeing the Science Festival on Saturday too. And so much of what they've got planned is so creative and artistic and cool and fun. And it wouldn't be what it is without that collaboration.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I think when you think about future skills, when we're dealing with AI and the specter of what that's going to do, what the arts allow you is to hone your problem solving skills, you know, and the robots aren't going to fix everything in our lives. We're still going to have to program them. And how do you do that? You have to also collaborate with people. And art is deeply collaborative. It's working together with a group of people for a shared goal. And that, again, is applicable in any field of work.
You need the ethics to program the robots, too. So arts and ethics arts and science and ethics. All working together at the same time.
Hear, hear.
The collective experience, too, because you said, like, oh, arts bring us together. It's like, oh, yeah, we are increasingly polarized at a time when we don't all gather around the TV and all collectively watch the same three TV shows anymore. Never thought about that.
No, exactly. Yeah. And that's why I think in-person events and with the beautiful weather we have here, in-person outdoors events are spectacular. To be able to be in an outdoor music festival with folks you wouldn't otherwise run into, sharing a picnic, sharing some of the food truck opportunities, it's really important.
Speaking with Allison Friedman, again, Carolina Performing Arts, and also Arts Everywhere Day on Friday, April 12th, artseverywhere.unc.edu. Got to shout out the other thing you're doing on Saturday, tomorrow, which is Carolina Public Humanities event where you're talking about the arts in China, right?
That's right. So Carolina Public Humanities is hosting a day looking at art in the time of massive social change. And where has faced some of the biggest social change in the extreme recent history, but China. I spent 20 years living in China before I went from China to Carolina, had to say it. And so I'll be highlighting some of the artists I work with and worked with during those 20 years who reflect and came out of just the massive political, social, economic, cultural change of the early 2000s until today.
Awesome. And again, humanities.unc.edu for more information on that. That event is at the Rizzo Center tomorrow morning from 9 to 12:30. And again, Arts Everywhere Day next Friday, April 12th, the big one at UNC, artseverywhere.unc.edu for the full schedule of all of the things that are happening for that. Speaking with Allison Friedman, got to wrap up, but what else should folks know about Arts Everywhere Day?
You don't want to miss it.
And that's it. artseverywhere.unc.edu is the website. Go there, find out more, and we'll see you on campus next Friday. Allison Friedman, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.